بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إياكم والحسد فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنة كما تأكل النار الحطب أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أبو داود. The heart is home to, it contains good and evil qualities. And Sharia in the terminology of the Quran and Hadith, this is called akhlaq. The qualities that are within the heart, they can be good. A person has compassion in his heart for other people, that is a good quality. A person has jealousy in his heart for other people, that is an evil quality. And one thing that is extremely important to understand about these qualities is that, for example, let's say a person has the quality of compassion in his heart. On the face of it, that seems like one good deed. But in fact, because of that compassion which is in his heart, so many other good deeds will come into his life. He has compassion in his heart, so when he sees someone in difficulty, he will help them. He has compassion in his heart, so when he sees something that is harmful for someone else, he will remove it. And we can carry on giving examples. So when one good quality enters the heart, it brings so many other good deeds with it. And that is why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heaviest thing on the scales on the day of judgment will be these good qualities that are within a person's heart. So on the flip side, evil qualities are the opposite. You have one evil quality in your heart, it will try to bring so many evil deeds into your life. And jealousy is an example. A person has jealousy for someone, he looks at someone else's blessing and the thought comes that I wish that he didn't have it. Why does he have it? Then because of that, he will do the ghibah. He will speak ill of them. If he has the ability to remove that blessing from them, he will try to. If he hears about the adversity, something has happened to that person, he will feel happy. So the evil deeds will pile up. And that is exactly why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that be very, very careful of jealousy, because it eats away your good deeds. It eats away your good deeds because you will keep doing ill things to that person. And then you will have to give your good deeds away on the day of judgment to him. So it eats away good deeds just like a fire consumes through firewood. So especially jealousy and all these evil qualities that are within a person's heart. A person should check his heart. He should keep an eye on it. He should not just suffice on my apparent condition, a'mala in my life. No, keep an eye on his heart. If the evil qualities are there, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try his best to control them. He feels jealous for someone, do your best not to act upon it, not to do anything because of that jealousy. And then to remove that, go to the experts, take advice from the ulama, from the mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to keep our hearts pure of all these evil qualities. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.